My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate. Will a new iPad crush the human spirit or consolidate it? I'm David Brancaccio. First, members of Gen Z are starting out their adult lives with more debt. The Credit Bureau TransUnion has new numbers which show that borrowers aged 22 to 24 are carrying an average of about $2,800 in credit card debt adjusted for inflation. That is about 25% higher than millennials in the same range had a decade ago. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
20-somethings a decade ago were slow to start borrowing, says analyst Ted Rossman with Bankrate.
Millennials were really scarred by the Great Recession, but it doesn't seem like Gen Zers have quite the same stigma surrounding debt.
The report finds they're about 20% more likely to have a credit card, but they're not racking up debt on fun stuff, says Charlie Wise with TransUnion.
The Gen Z consumer today is facing significantly higher prices and turning to debt and to credit cards really to kind of help them make ends meet.
And increasingly, they're carrying credit card debt with an average of 25% interest. Ted Rossman says that could prevent young borrowers from making other financial moves down the road.
Whether that's buying a home or getting married or having kids.
Sound familiar? Maybe millennials and Zoomers aren't so different. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
About 2.5 hours before stock markets open in earnest, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 0.2% range. In Apple's magnificent ad from 1984 launching the Macintosh, the brand is depicted liberating the human spirit from Orwellian oppression. But in an Apple ad launching new products this week, there's one that can be read as crushing the creative spirit into the shape of a thinner iPad, and the ad is not sitting well with many. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
The ad starts with the soundtrack of the Sonny and Cher song, All I Ever Need Is You, playing in the background. It shows a record player, metronome, piano, bust of a human head, and other symbols of human creativity between two plates of a massive metal crusher. They're slowly squashed, the paint exploding, the head bending back grotesquely, the piano folding. Then the mess disappears and a new iPad Pro appears in its place. The backlash is intense. Actor Hugh Grant wrote on X, "The destruction of the human experience, courtesy of Silicon Valley." Another X user says the ad idolizes tech over real life. Apple hasn't responded to our request for comment. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
How to make the economy better serve more people. We're on the lookout here. Today, a new book called The Guarantee, Inside the Fight for America's Next Economy. It argues for bold thinking at a time that unemployment is running low, yet economic insecurity remains persistently high. The author of the book is Natalie Foster, president of the Economic Security Project, and she joins us now. Welcome.
It's wonderful to be here.
So not a time for incremental thinking?
Indeed, not a time for incremental thinking. You know, we live in a moment where 4 out of 10 Americans can't pull together $400 in an emergency. And it's a time for reimagining what the economy could do.
You're still thinking so boldly, given all the borrowing this government has recently done and all that debt and a Congress that can't seem to agree on hardly anything?
These ideas are no longer pie in the sky. We have seen, for example, the government mobilize the National Guard to put free vaccines in people's arms. That is a healthcare guarantee. We have seen movement toward a guarantee of higher education or college as billions of dollars of student debt have been canceled.
But a guarantee, that's a dramatic word. Sounds radical.
Guarantees, however, are foundational to capitalism. In this country, we guarantee things like patent rights and the monetary system to ensure businesses work in America. So I'm arguing we should extend those guarantees to everyday Americans.
Another idea you talk about in the book, it's not your idea, but it's called baby bonds. What is this, an allocation when someone gets born that you can draw on when you get older?
A baby bond is a trust fund established at birth, and it allows the child to pursue education, to start a business, you know, to buy a home when they turn 18. It's like seed capital for the future. And it starts to take a bite out of the racial wealth gap while setting all our kids up to be able to thrive as adults. The exciting thing about baby bonds is that they're being tested and tried right now. The state of Connecticut has passed it, Washington, D.C., California. The idea has moved from white papers to real examples across the country in the laboratories of democracy.
You're not worried that strengthening these programs encourages inertia, that if we have this floor, it robs us of ambition?
What robs us of ambition is working 3 jobs to put food on the table or to pay rent. During the pandemic, when we sent stimulus checks and the expanded child tax credit, people had more money in their pockets. And it was the first time in decades we saw a 24% increase in small business creation in this country. When people have the economic security, people are able to take risks and develop out the ingenuity that we know exists across America, but the opportunity is much more uneven.
Natalie Foster's new book is called The Guarantee, Inside the Fight for America's Next Economy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
In with the Bolt, out with the Malibu. There's news GM is pulling the plug on manufacturing Chevy Malibus after making 10 million of them since 1964. The 1960s coupes were pretty fine, if you don't mind, like 11 miles a gallon. Yes, in 1969, gas was 35 cents a gallon, which is $3 a gallon. If you adjust for inflation, GM is recommitting to the all-electric Bolt, one of the cheapest EVs, after canceling the car last year. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, Well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.